proposed by J.S. Walker. This is a competition will be the far away place by William Medford, Volker. And the second adjudicated competition will be Mattress by Richard Meyer. Would you please welcome the street orchestra from Hopkins Junior High School?
Good evening, it's Dr. Mark Dickey from California State University Fullerton, and we're looking forward to hearing the Hopkins Middle School String Orchestra this time. So, best wishes for your performance, and off we go. Just let the tape run during your warm-up so you can hear how you sound in here. Those good chorale-style warm-ups are good ways to sort of get a feel for the acoustics in the room, the way you sound and the way all the other players sound to you as you play. Sounds a little bit different when you change rooms, so good chance to make some adjustments and get used to that a little bit. Now I'll start to make some comments about your playing as we listen to the adjudicated pieces. The first one's called The Faraway Place. Beautiful string sound. Just that first chord is really rich and luxurious and quiet and dark. And my goodness, we're in the key of E flat, and that just doesn't seem to be bothering you at all. Thank you.
still here. I'm just really enjoying this. If anything, maybe the melody could be just a little bit more legato here, make a little bit more of a song out of it. It's a simple approach to music, is everything is a song or a dance, and this is probably not a dance, even with the pizzicato accompaniment. So a little more lyrical maybe in the upper string parts, and especially the first, well, both the violin parts, I guess. Everybody just change bows very quickly and make everything as smooth as it possibly can. Beautiful crescendo. Just the way it came out today, at least you could probably tune up that C minor a little bit and measure 52. The cello line here, this beautiful moving eighth notes. And you figure by now we know the melody. The melody's an old friend. Now here's something to make it just a little bit different. And that would be the cello line, right? Last few bars, that cello line's got a lot of motion in it. Can bring it out just a little bit more. And then release together. Very, very, very beautiful. Yeah, I'm not quite sure what happened in the last note, but you just want to make sure we end together or have some prior arrangement to make it sure that it sounds like it's being ended together. Now, oh, I see. Oh, silly me. I'm looking at the wrong side. I'm hoping that was the D major. You are? I don't have perfect pitch. So that was the E-flat major version. Well, good for you. Very, very nice. Good, still piano there. Thank you. I really like what you're doing with the accents, though, and the syncopation. It moves, it dances, it's got a nice variety to it, good contrast. Sounds like music. Sort of pedal point, if you will, in the viola. It'd be nice if that was much, much stronger. Because then it's the other parts are pulling against that dotted half note. Good balance here between the violas and the violins. Yeah. Cellos and basses, you could probably be a little bit softer, measure 50 and 51. It's basically piano there left over from before. And it's kind of a transitory, nice and easy kind of thing. Although you are the moving notes there, so I suppose you could make a case for either way. Nice as in measure 70 was to make a huge crescendo on that half note. Just, you know, start at the frog and make a huge, huge crescendo and everybody end up at the tip and make this big gesture and then land on 72. Try that. You know, he wrote crescendo at 68. It says crest. There's the word. But then he added that extra crescendo to just sweep up and get ready for the entrance of measure 72. Very nice diminuendos here going on. Pitch on the beginning of measure 86. It's what is that? It's a D minor chord in the second position, second inversion. So you gotta be a little bit careful hearing that one. But you know, I'm picking up like one chord in each piece that's very slightly out of tune. Amazing. Oh, this is nice. Thank you.
requires that crescendo, yeah. Very, very nice. Yeah, good.
I think you could do something similar at measure 72, or actually 71. That was very musical. Very, very well done. My goodness, what a great job. Absolutely terrific. You know, teeny tiny little things I'm talking about here and there, but by and large, I'm just in awe of how well you play at your age. And just keep up the great work. I really want to encourage you to stick with it. You know, we've got all sorts of research to suggest that I believe because of the way music has complexity, when you really play as well, you do especially, hearing what's going on around you and reacting to it, it becomes kind of a big calculus problem and a big trigonometry problem to figure out how all this music is working, all the different rhythms interacting and all the different pitches interacting, and it's just an amazing thing, and it makes you smarter. So, you know, if your parents come to you at some point and say, well, you know, that was fun when you were in middle school, but you should stop now and just focus on your academics, frankly, they're wrong. It's time to keep going because we have evidence that research that strongly suggests that students, all other things being equal, that continue to participate in music do better in their SATs than students who don't. And it's just good for you. You know, it's good for your soul. I mean, obviously, you clearly are enjoying what you're doing here, and I hope you don't take this for granted. This is really a wonderful, wonderful thing you got here. So keep up the good work. And, you know, I know people in their 80s, your grandparents' age, that play string instruments for recreation and friendship and fun and great music making. And it's something you really can do all your life. So I hope you'll stick with it for a long, long time and keep enjoying it as much as you clearly are now. Great job today. Bye-bye.